Singer-songwriter Gabby Moreno's seventh full-length album came out this spring. It's called Allegoria, and now she's touring to support it. Beto Arcos tells us the story of this LA-based singer born in Guatemala making music on her own terms.
On a recent Friday afternoon, I meet Gabby Moreno at a small West Los Angeles theater called Largo at the Coronet. She's been coming to this historic nightclub for more than 20 years, both as a guest singer and to perform her own show. Here she is at Largo, singing a bolero by Mexico's Agustín Lara.
It just became like this place that I would just go to get inspired. And my God, I was so inspired. I really believe that something changed in me, how I wanted to express myself musically.
Moreno arrived in Los Angeles in 2001 and released her first CD in 2008. Seven albums later, Moreno found her voice singing a handful of Latin American music genres and a wide spectrum of American music, R&B, soul, pop, rock, country, old time, and more. Moreno is equally at ease writing and singing songs in Spanish and English. If it's all too much, take it down a notch, keep moving along, 'cause sometimes nobody's wrong. But it wasn't always that way. Moreno first started writing songs in English.
I just remember thinking there's no way I'm going to write it in Spanish. I just didn't think it would sound authentic singing this style of music in Spanish, because that's what I wanted to do. I was like, oh, I want to do blues. I want to do jazz.
That all changed when she started playing at Largo. Her friend, bass player David Pilch, was doing a weekly residency at the club and invited Moreno to join him with any song she wanted to sing.
And I remember him telling me, like, hey, why don't you bring a bolero? And I was like, a bolero? Like, I mean, really, at that point, like, I knew all of these boleros just from growing up in Guatemala and what my parents would play all that, but I didn't know, like, how to play or, you know, even, like, I don't think I'd ever sung a bolero. And that's when I first started playing that song, Quizás. It was here at Largo. And I remember, like, you know, people coming up to me after the shows and saying, like, that kind of music, like, songs in Spanish you should be doing.
During one of the shows at Largo, she met renowned composer and arranger Van Dyke Parks. Moreno says they talked for hours.
He said to me, this is the music that I grew up listening to. I would play shows with my brother back in the 60s, singing like corridos and rancheras and boleros. And I love this music so much. We have to do something together. Es la historia de un amor como no hay otro igual que me hizo comprender todo el bien, todo el mal.
In 2019, Moreno and Parks released the album titled Spangled. It was nominated for a Latin Grammy the following year. It's a Tuesday night at Verse, a supper club in LA's North Hollywood. Moreno's side project, the vocal trio The Songbirds, are celebrating their new album. Jackson Brown first saw Moreno perform with the Songbirds at Largo.
She's so diverse, is the thing. Gabby has immersed herself in all this American music. And one of the times I saw her at the Largo, she was playing electric guitar and playing this really rock stuff, really punky, very punky kind of, you know. She gets it. She really gets to the essence of lots of different musical styles.
Moreno's latest album, Allegoria, is the sum of more than 20 years honing her craft. She says she can hear how much she has evolved, not only as a songwriter, but also as a singer.
I feel much more connected with the songs that I'm writing and with my experience, especially my experience as an immigrant here in the U.S. Even after all these years, because I've been here for a long time, over 20 years, I still feel that, you know, my home is Guatemala and, you know, my whole family's there. Ay, pobre de mi alma.
In the song Till Waking Light, Moreno sings in English and Spanish from the perspective of an immigrant making the treacherous journey from Central America to the U.S.
And I personally know people that have made that crazy, crazy journey. And it was really that. I was just kind of trying to think what's going on in their head. Like, how desperate must they be to, like, up and leave everything they know and risk their lives just to, like, come to a place where they'll have more opportunities and be in a safer environment.
Guitarist, pianist, and producer David Garza met Moreno at Largo 18 years ago. Garza has played in most of her solo albums and dozens of shows.
For a creator, a songwriter of her stature, to be blessed with a voice like that, it's an unbelievable package that is a gift to anybody that comes across it. You don't usually get that kind of the voice and the writing talent.
Hoy les vengo yo a cantar lo que en mis sueños viví, lo que en mis sueños viví. Hoy les vengo yo a cantar.
This month, Moreno is embarking on a big tour of Europe. She'll be doing 28 shows in 6 weeks, covering 11 countries, including Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, and Ireland. One thing is for sure, Gaby Moreno will always come back to her favorite venue, Largo at the Coronet. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.